Ardina Mishraila Prabhu Vidyamane Prabhu Kahe Krishna Kata Shunile Rayastane. Pradyumna Mishra returned to Mahaprabhu and met him the next day. And the Lord inquired, "Have you heard talks about Krishna from Sri Ramananda Rai?" Tabe Mishra Ramanandera Vritanta Kahila Shuni Mahaprabhu Tabe Kahite Lagila. Pradyumna Mishra described the activities of Sri Ramananda Rai. But after hearing about these activities, Mahaprabhu began to speak. Amita sanyasi apanari virakta kare mani darshana rahudure prakritira namajari suni tabahin vikarapai moratanoman prakriti darshane stira haya konjan. Mahaprabhu said to Pradyumna Mishra, the Brahmin, "I am a sannyasi. I certainly consider myself renounced. What to speak of seeing a woman? If I even hear the name of a woman, I feel changes in my mind and body. Therefore, who could remain unmoved by the sight of a woman? It is very difficult." Ramananda Rayara Kata Shuna Sarvajan Kahibara Katanai Jaha Ascharya Katan. Everyone, please hear these topics about Ramananda Rai. Although they are so wonderful and uncommon, they should not be spoken. So Mahaprabhu is actually going to personally glorify his devotee. So of course there are different levels of this pastime for itself and by itself. But then the teaching it conveys to all of us, the readers. It shows that the Lord Chaitanya, He finds great happiness and takes every opportunity he can to honestly and genuinely glorify the devotees of the Lord. So this, we can see this is the heart of the devotee, that he loves the Lord and he loves the Lord's devotees. He loves to glorify the Lord and he loves to glorify the Lord's devotees. He's not a separatist. He has equal vision. So Lord Chaitanya is not thinking, "Oh no, I'm Krishna in Radha Bhav. And all of my mind and heart and words and meditation and glorification are reserved solely and only for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where is my Krishna? Krishna Kahan. I do not want to take any time out to separately glorify the devotees of Krishna. I want to spend every moment of my time searching for Krishna and glorifying Krishna." But now we see here in so many other places, Lord Chaitanya also spends time glorifying his devotees. So he loves my dog, as they say. So we love the person, and we love anyone connected with the person. So Lord Chaitanya loves the Lord, loves Krishna, and he also loves all the devotees. So he's telling the glories. Ek deva dasyara sundari taruni tarasava anga seva karena apani. Mahaprabhu said, "There are two professional dancing girls, Devadasis. They're very beautiful, Sundari and Taruni, youthful. Yet, Ramananda Roy personally massages their entire bodies with oil. Sabanga seva karina apani. Snaradi karaya paraya vasa vibhushan. Guyangara hayataha darshana sparshana." Ramananda Roy personally bathes these Devadasis and dresses them and decorates them with ornaments. In this way, he naturally sees and touches the private parts of their body. Guya, interesting, guya. Guya means cave or secret, hidden. Sarva guyatamam. Guya angara, the parts, the body, limbs. Tabu nirvikar rai ramanandera man nana bhavod garatare karaya shikshan. Despite doing this activity, Ramananda Roy never changes. Although he teaches the girls how to physically express all the transformations of ecstasy. Bhavodgara. Udgara means rising. Rising bhavas. Nana means various. Nana bhava udgara. Nirvikara. So he's nirvikara. There's no transformation. He's steady. Nirvikara dehaman kashta pashan sama ascharya taruni sparshe nirvikaraman. Ramana Roy's mind is as steady as wood or stone. Indeed, it is ascharya. It is wonderful that even when he touches such young girls, his mind never changes. Eka ramanandhera haya e adhikar tate jani aprakrita deyatanhar. Mahaprabhu continues to glorify Ramananda Roy. The authority for such acts is the right of Ramananda Roy alone. For I can understand that his body is not material, but has been completely transformed into a spiritual entity. Jani aprakrita deha. Aprakrita deha. Prakriti. Bhumirat aponalo vayu kamano buddhir evacha. Ahankaravi mudatma prakriti. Bina prakriti ashtada. Ashta prakriti. Our material bodies are made of eight elements that compose this world around us also, and they're called prakrita, prakrita deha. But the spiritual transcendental body, which is full of this energy of the Lord, Sandini Samvit Ladini Shakti, the spiritual body, this is called aprakrita deha. So Ramananda Roy, since he is an eternal associate of Krishna, his body is obviously a prakriti deha, be he in the Brahman sarup or Gopi sarup. In Gopi sarup in Krishna Leela, Ramananda Roy, of course, is Vishakha Sakhi. And Vishakha Sakhi is sarup shakti of Radha, kaya vyuha, an expansion of Radharani's body. And Radharani's body is Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini. Of course, there's a predominance of Ladini acting there, but all three are comprised there, collected there. So Ramananda Roy's body is a prakriti deha, transcendental body. So therefore, when he engages in these intimate activities of bathing and dressing the devadasis, his mind is cool, calm, and collected. His mind is not disturbed. Tanhara maner abhav, tena jani matra, taha jani bade ara, dvitiya nahi patra. Mahaprabhu said, only Ramananda Roy and no one else can understand the position of his mind. Kintu shastra dristeyeka kari anuman, shri bhagavata shastra tahate praman. Mahaprabhu said, I can make a guess in terms of directions from the shastras. The Vedic scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, gives the direct evidence in this matter. It's very interesting how this pastime goes from the highest level of prakriti deha, and how Ramananda Roy is completely identifying with his siddhadeha, his perfect form, and he's absorbed in his internal identity that I am externally I am Brahman. Externally I am Kayasht. I am Kayasht Varna, Kayashta, Kayashta caste, involved with politics. And now I've renounced that to serve Lord Chaitanya and Gambira. But nevertheless, my external form is male, but I'm rendering the service to Lord Jagannath to train up these devadasis to express the bhavodgara, to express the various symptoms of bhava in the dramas, especially the drama that I've written for the pleasure of the Lord, Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, and especially to demonstrate all the different anubhavas and vibhavas and sanchari bhavas of Jayadeva Goswami's classic Gita Govinda, which is sung every night for the pleasure of Jagannath Swami. So this is my service. So that service entails me, their physical bodies of these devadasis must be very toned and strong, and they must be shown how to convey all the moods and mellows of this drama, Leela drama. So therefore I'm bathing them, I'm massaging them, I'm dressing them, I'm decorating, I'm showing them the mudras, the dance steps, and teaching them everything from inside out. But I am completely undisturbed. My mind is like wood or stone. It does not move. It does not vibrate. It is not no transformation. Nirvikar, says Nirvikar. Man Nirvikar. My mind is completely transformed because I have no Purusha Bhav. I do not have the enjoying spirit. Material men and women living in prakriti dehas, materially constituted bodies, they are saturated with the purusha bhav, the enjoying spirit. So when woman sees man, she wants to enjoy man. When man sees woman, he wants to enjoy the enjoying spirit. But these devadasis, they are female, and Ramananda Roy is also totally identifying, I am also female. I am Vishakha Sakhi. That's not a case of false identification. That's quite correct and real, eternally. So Mahaprabhu is saying that no one can really understand the mind of such an exalted personality as Ramananda Roy. Not even me, not even God can understand the mind of his devotee, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra. The phrase is there, it's very difficult to understand the mind and mudra. Mudra means postures, actions, positions, inclination of a Vaishnava, a genuine Vaishnava. I don't mean Prakriti, Bhakta, or Vaishnava Praya, like ourselves, but I mean genuine Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, transparent devotee. Very difficult to understand their transcendental behavior and movements. Even Lord Chaitanya is admitting it befuddles me, I can't catch it. But he said, well, I can make a guess, he says, Shastra Driste, Ek Kari Anuman. Kari Anuman. Anuman means, I can guess, I can make a guess, Anuman. On the basis of Shastra Driste, Shastra Driste. Divya Driste, Shastra Driste, means seeing through the Shastra, which is how devotees see. You can see also how Lord Chaitanya is so much careful to present the motive analyzation of a devotee. The devotee examines a situation. A devotee examines a situation or an interaction of other devotees with his mind, with his eyes, with his shadir jisti or the vision of his body. I see this is happening with this devotee and that devotee, and I hear what they're saying. I have some understanding. But that's not enough. There must be a higher vision. There must be some higher discriminatory power introduced here. So he doesn't rely on his own mental understanding of a situation or his mental assessment of what he perceives through his organs of perception. He goes one step higher. He goes to Shastra Driste. Says Dristya. Says Driste. Shastra Driste. This is the ultimate vision. This is the final place. The final verdict or conclusion is, well, I'm seeing it like this, I'm hearing it like this, I'm understanding like this, but actually, what is my power of seeing? What is my power of hearing and understanding? It's limited. It's faulty by construction. Pramad, Vipralipsa, Brahm, and Karana Patava. I have these four inborn defects. As a conditioned soul, I have four inborn defects. It's like you buy a new car and they have options. You know, wide oval tires or something, and quadraphonic stereo or something, reclining seats, power windows. So these are options. These are additional gadgets which come make the car better, enhance the car, the value and comfort of the car. But on the contrary, we in the human body, we have defects. We have defects, very powerful defects. Tendency to commit mistakes, illusion, cheating, and imperfection of the senses. So this limits our power to understand reality because we're defective. So our vision is defective. Our understanding is defective. Our discrimination is defective. It's not perfect, complete, or flawless. So therefore, what to do? Well, we have to turn to some flawless personalities or some perfect seers of the truth. Those that have the power to distinguish reality from illusion, as Prabhupada describes the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatas and the Bhagavatams, they have the power to separate reality or distinguish reality from illusion. This is real, this is not. This is satyam, this is Brahma satyam, this is mitya. Right? Brahma satyam, jagan mitya. This is satyam, this is truth, this is mitya. Right? Param satyam chadimahi. Param satyam chadimahi. So the Bhagavatam is giving the para satyam, the transcendental truth, the highest truth, the perfect truth. So Lord Chaitanya is showing, yes, devotees, I'm also showing the role of an ideal devotee, because a large part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he's acting, he's thinking, he's speaking, he's moving exactly like the perfect ideal devotee, the ideal bhakta, to teach us. So in some places, it is possible to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, to do like he's doing. In other places, we simply worship his ecstasies and we meditate on them, because then when he's acting as Radharani or Krishna, then, of course, it's another tattva, it's another, we can't imitate that. So we have to know when to draw the line of imitation or following the footsteps, and that's what our guardians describe to us. So here, of course, he's setting the example of understanding a situation and conveying that to Pradyumna Mishra. It's very interesting. It's very interesting because often devotees do that. They're saying, I don't really know, although they do know. But they're taking the role of the devotee, of the bhakta. So Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Pradyumna Mishra. Now think of the story. Pradyumna Mishra has gone to meet Ramananda Roy, and he's heard that he's massaging naked girls, and maybe he saw something or whatever. And now his perception with his faulty senses and his understanding is faulty. So he has kind of a bent viewpoint of Ramananda Roy's devotional position. Although he was advised by Mahaprabhu to go learn about devotion from Ramananda Roy, now he has second thoughts. He says, wait a minute, I went there and the servant told me Ramananda Roy is in the back room with two naked girls and he'll be right out. Please sit down and wait. Two naked girls? And I'm supposed to take spiritual instructions and bhajan shiksha from him? What is this? So he didn't go to Shastra. He just depended on his material viewpoint, his sense perception, what he heard, what he figured out, what he smelled, and what he smelled and figured out was, this doesn't smell good, doesn't look good, doesn't seem right. So then he went back in a little disturbed state of mind. And Lord Chaitanya understood everything. He said, so how was it? You met Ramananda Roy, you learned some things. Oh, yeah, right, yeah, sure. Are you making fun of me? Sending me there, what to learn? What am I supposed to learn? I already know all these kind of things. There's nothing to learn over there. There's not a new subject for me. So then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, yes. He's doing like this and that. And gee, I can't understand myself. I don't understand myself. And then of course, hearing this from Lord Chaitanya, this Pradyumna Mishra is saying, yeah, that's right. I don't understand. Well, you don't understand either? I don't understand either. So then Lord Chaitanya says, well, let's not leave it there, that we're both confused. Let's take it to Shastra Dristye. Let's look through the eyes of Shastra, Pradyumna Mishra. And maybe the Shastras can help you and me understand what Rai Ramananda is doing with those Devadasis. So then Lord Chaitanya says, Kintu Shastra Dristye Eka Kari Anuman. He says, Lord Chaitanya says, I can guess. Maybe if we look at Shastras, then we can understand what's going on. Then he says, Sri Bhagavat Shastra Tahati Praman. Now, Pradyumna, let us look at Sri Bhagavat. Let us look at not any Shastra. We said Shastra Dristye in the first line. Let's see the viewpoint of Shastra. But not any Shastra, but Sri Bhagavat. The Sri Bhagavat. That beautiful story that describes a beautiful, unique love of Srimati Radharani, the Sri Bhagavat. Let's use that as our praman, our source of evidence, to understand the phenomenon that we have just witnessed, you have told me about, and you have seen or understood. So then the Lord continues, enlightening Pradyumna Mishra and us. Braja Vadu Sange Krishna Rasadi Vilas Jai Jana Kahe Shune Kariya Vishvas Vidro Kamatanra Tatkale Hayat Shai Tinagun Shobanahi Mahadirahai Brajabadu Sange Rasa Adi Vilas. Mahaprabhu says, when one hears with great faith, Vishwas, hears with great faith the pastimes of Krishna, such as his rasa dance, Ras Adi Vilas, the Vilas beginning with Ras, which is the topmost. Well, in other words, begin by hearing the topmost pastime and work it down from there. Ras Adi Vilas. Vilas means pastimes of intimate exchange of love between the Lord and his associates. Vilas. Vilas. So this is Ras Adi Vilas. Pastimes beginning with Ras. And Ras, what Ras? Is it Ras with Sakya Ras or Sakya Ras or Madhuri Ras or Vatsali Ras? He says Brajabadu. Brajabadu. Brajabadu Sange. That Ras that he relishes, that divine rapture that Krishna relishes in the association with the newly married brides of Vrindavan. Brajavadu Sange. Brajavadu Sange. Ras Adivilas. We don't know anything about the language, but it certainly sounds beautiful compared to English. Anything sounds beautiful. But this is extremely beautiful. Paramasundara. Brajavadu. Brajavadu Sange Krishnara Rasadi Vilas. Jai Jane Kahe Shune Kariya Vishwas. Ridro Kama Tanratat Kale Hayakshai. Teen Guna Shava Nahi Mahadirahai. When one hears or describes with great faith the pastimes of Lord Krishna, such as his rasa dance, with the gopis, the disease of lusty desires, in his heart, and the agitation caused by the three modes of material nature are immediately nullified, and he becomes sober and silent. Mahadhir, Mahadhir, very sober. Teen gun shoba, the agitation of the three modes of nature, tatkal. You have this type of ticket you can reserve in the train called tatkal, means at the day. If you go on the day of the train, it's called tatkal, right? Tatkal. So it says tatkali. At that time, ridrog. So at the time you read about Krishna's rasa dance, if you read with great faith, then you'll be in good shape. But when you stop reading the rasa dance, then you'll be in bad shape. The three modes will capture. It seems to indicate that, although it's not translated that way. It's just Ridrog Kam Tandra Tatkali Hayakshay. Shwaya means kashaya, like they have in Ayurvedic medicines. They have a type of medicine called kashaya. It's basically, in English we say a decoction. They take a bunch of leaves and then they cook. They have like 2 liters of water and 1 kilo of leaves, and they cook that down to 200 milliliters of water. So it's highly concentrated water with lots of herbal oils, and that's called a kashaya. And it's used in herbal medicine, Ayurveda. So Lord Chaitanya, in his own words, he's actually summarized the famous verse from the Rasa Panchadaya, where Shukamuni concludes the beautiful description of the Maharas dance and Sharad season, chapter 33, verse 39, by giving the ultimatum of benedictions that anyone who hears this dance. So Lord Chaitanya first puts it in his own language. So it's nice to hear the verse twice, once from Shukadeva Goswami and again from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because, in other words, this verse is certified. So what's a beautiful thing that's happening here is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is confirming that Shukadeva... Guess what, everybody? In case you don't believe it, in case your Vishwas and Bhagavatam is bodh kamhe, you don't have much faith in the Bhagavatam. Oh, Shukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva is writing. He's writing Prakrititam Brajabadubir Idam Chavishno Shradanvito Anushunyad Atavarnayadhya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhyakamam Ridrogam Ashva Hinot Yachirini Dira. He's writing in Bhagavatam in 10:33-39 that if you hear the Ras Lila with the gopis with faith, Shradanvita, with a special type of faith, then you'll get free from Ridrogam. But before that happens, Param Bhakti Labhyate, that you will attain a very special high class of bhakti that's very rarely found in the entire universe. And it's found in the land of Braj, Brajabhumi. This is Braj Bhakti, Brajaprem. So he's saying that Bhaktim Param Bhagavati. Bhagavati means Radharani. And Bhagavat, there's Bhagavat and Bhagavati. Bhagavat is Krishna. Bhagavan and Bhagavati. Bhagavan and Bhagavati. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavati Radha. Gauri Sham, Kishore Kishori, Radha Madhav. So Param Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Prati Labhya Kamam Vritrogam Apihinot Yachireni Dira. So what happens by hearing the Rasakata of Krishna with the gopis and Braj especially is that first one gets devotion, intense devotion, comes in the heart, Braj Bhakti, Param Bhaktim Bhagavati. Bhagavati means Radha. Param Bhakti means that highest Madhurya Prem that's available in Vrindavan, that is expressed as an unlimited ocean in the heart of Srimati Radharani, Bhagavati Radha. Param Bhaktim Bhagavati. Prati Labhya Kamam. Prati Labhya. Prati, like we say in that Chaita Dharpana Marjana, we say, what is it? Chaita, Prati, step after step. Pratipadam. Pratipadam. Purnamrita Swaranam. Pratipadam. Pratipadam means step after step after step. So Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Prati Labhya. That Labhya one will gain, one will attain step by step, and ever increasing steps and ever increasing drops. One will, and ever increasing drops and ever increasing steps. Prati Labhya one will attain, and ever increasing increments, this Param Bhaktim Bhagavati by hearing repeatedly the Rasalila with Shraddha Anvita, with great faith. So we read one time, we get a drop of faith, because the drops are coming from the ocean of Mahabhav Samurja in the heart of Radharani. So we read the Rasalila once, we get one drop of Parabhakti, Brajabhakti, Madhurya Bhakti. We read twice, we get two drops, three times, three drops. But we become Shastra Ninda or Vaishnav Ninda, then the drops get burned off. Because Ninda means top. Top means fire. So when one performs Ninda, then he burns. He burns up his Sukriti, and he burns up his Bhakti. So the drops of Bhakti that come, they get evaporated by the heat of Aparad. It's like you have some water in a pot, and you put it on the stove with heat. What happens to the water? The water in the pot, when the flame is under the pot, it boils away. So these nindas, Shastra Ninda and Sadhu Ninda, it is like fire. It burns up the Bhakti Ras in the heart. So we get three drops and we boil off two. We burn off two. So this Shraddha Anvita means that we have faith in the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Vishwas. We have Shastra Vishwas, Shastriya Vishwas. Shastriya Shraddha, faith in Shastras, unbreakable faith in Shastra, unbreakable faith in Vaishnavas. But when that faith breaks and we become Ninda, Sadhu Ninda or Shastra Ninda, then it burns up the drops of Bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya is confirming that, yes, 5,000... or 4,500 years ago, whatever it is, 5,000 years ago, when Shukadeva Goswami spoke this verse in Bhagavatam, this false shruti of the Rasalila chapters, Rasa Panchada, it's true. I'm coming again. I am coming. I'm telling you myself. I am Radharani. I'm telling you. In my own words, I'm also saying that you'll get this Bhaktim Param Bhagavati. Brajabadu Sange Krishnara Rasadi Vilas Jai Jana Kahe Shune Karila Vishvas Ridro Kama Tanatatkal Hayakshai Teen Guna Shavanahi Mahadira Hai. So Mahaprabhu is saying exactly the same thing as Shukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit, which Vedavyasa wrote in 10:33-39. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writes in this connection, any person seriously inclined to hear about the pastimes of Krishna's rasa dance in Bhagavatam with great faith and a transcendental, spiritually inspired mind is immediately freed from the natural lusty desires found within the heart of a materialistic man. So, of course, different devotees have given their different interpretations on the commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta, transcendental, spiritually inspired mind. But then you have to adjust two things in a sentence because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is saying, because he usually chop it off and quote out of context what he said. He said, if someone hears with great faith, so you have to hear with faith, Shraddha, And your mind, your heart has to be in a position of shraddha, faith. And your mind has to be in a certain position. He's saying your mind has to be transcendental and spiritually inspired. Then, if that's the position, then the lusty desires in the heart will be removed. Because it says, then one is immediately freed from the lusty desires found within the heart of a materialistic man. So there's only one man being discussed here, right? The man is materialistic. He's a materialistic man. He's a Prakriti Vaishnava. Because he still has lust within him. He's not pure Vaishnava. He's Bhakti Vaishnava Praya, Prakriti Vaishnava. So he is the materialistic man. He has lusty desires. But he has faith. Shastriya Shraddha. And now, does he have a transcendental, spiritually inspired mind? So a lot of argumenters say, oh no, see, you don't have, so you can't read. No, incorrect. What does it mean? Because first it says he's a materialistic man, right? He's a materialistic man, which means he's a materialistic man, lady, devotee. A Prakriti Bhakta, or Vaishnava, not pure Bhakta. So, okay, he has some Kamkrodha lobe. He's in Anartha Nivritti, but he has Guru Shraddha and Shastriya Shraddha. And his mind is transcendental and spiritually minded because he's taken Vaishnava Diksha. And it's explained by Lord Chaitanya to the teachings of Sanatana, Diksha Kale Aprakriti Deha Prapti. That at the time of Diksha, one attains Aprakriti Deha. The Aprakriti Deha begins with the mind. The mind of a devotee is transcendental and spiritually inspired. That means we're moving on Guru Agya. Our mind, we're following the order of Guru. We're surrendered to Guru. We're following the four regulative principles. We're engaging in Guru Seva. That's what it means to have a transcendentally inspired mind in the context of this verse. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Because there many people argue this purport of Bhakti Sanatha. And they say, therefore, you can't read any Raslila because you don't have a transcendentally inspired mind. When your mind is completely transcendental and completely spiritually minded, the Raslila will be in your mind. You don't have to read about it. And if your mind is completely, if your mind is transcendentally spiritually inspired, then you can't, on one side, have a transcendentally inspired mind and at the same time be a lusty materialistic man. It's impossible. So therefore, one has to understand what is being said here. Otherwise, there's no reason to publish Krishna book, and there's no reason to publish Bhagavatam. It should be kept in brown paper bags. They should keep the Bhagavatam in a brown paper bag underneath the counter. When you go to the bookstore, they'll say, are you over 21? Show me your driver's license. You're over 21? Okay, you can buy this Bhagavatam. And they give it to you in a brown paper bag and say, don't show this to anyone and don't let your little sister or brother see it. It is not like that. So this is a misrepresentation. Then Prabhupada goes on to say his commentary on this verse, Antilila, chapter 5 of CC, verse 45 and 46, spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When a pure Vaishnava speaks on the Bhagavatam, and another pure Vaishnava hears Bhagavatam from such a realized soul, both of them live in the transcendental world, where the contaminations of the modes of material nature cannot touch them. Freed from the contamination of the modes of material nature, the speaker and the hearer of Bhagavatam are fixed in a transcendental mentality, knowing that their position on the transcendental platform is to serve the Supreme Lord. So this is what's happening. The speaker, if you hear from a very advanced devotee, the Bhagavatam, all that's on your mind is the subject of the Bhagavatam. And all that's on the mind of the speaker is the subject of the Bhagavatam. There's no material exchanges, no gender, this, that. It's just a pure atmosphere. That's why Sadhu Sangha is so much emphasized. Ujvala Madhura Prem Bhakti Se Pai Anande Krishna Madhurye Vihare Sadhai. Ujvala Madhura Prem Bhakti Se Pai Anande Krishna Madhurye Vihare Sadhai. Tasting transcendental, effulgent, sweetly ecstatic love of Krishna. Now that's quite beautiful translation. Prabhupada must have relished when he spoke this into the dictaphone. Tasting transcendental, effulgent, sweetly ecstatic love of Krishna. Can you imagine being a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, perfect siddha saint, absorbed in Madhurya Bhava, Braja Bhava, and speaking, tasting, realizing, seeing, perceiving, feeling this phrase, tasting transcendental, effulgent, sweetly ecstatic love of Krishna. Such a person who hears or describes the rasa dance of the gopis, he can enjoy life 24 hours a day in the transcendental bliss of the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. This is really, this one verse, chapter 5, verse 47, spoken by Mahaprabhu, is like the autobiography of Srila Prabhupada. Because unless someone was tasting transcendental bliss of the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes 24 hours a day, they could never do what Srila Prabhupada did. He could tolerate the most bitter external experiences, the most poisonous, bitter and sour relationships and experiences in the material world and preaching and traveling, and because he was tasting the sweet bliss of Krishna's lila 24 hours a day. Just like if someone is high on some kind of material drug, you can do anything to their body and beat it, smash it, drag it through the streets. They'll say, ah, ha, ha. They'll just laugh, and you're dragging, you tie their 2 feet behind the car bumper and drag them down the street, and they'll just laugh, ha, ha, ha. Because he's out of his body. He's in the total stupor of tamagun, induced by some high-powered tamasic drug. So this is the experience. Ignorance is bliss, right? But Prabhupada is this transcendental ecstasy. It's such a ujvala madura prema bhakti se pai anande krishna madurje vihare sadai. Bihar. Madurya Bihar. Krishna Madurya Bihar. Bihari. Rasa Bihari, Bihari. Ananda Krishna Madhuri. Imagine if you knew Bengali, you could really like faint reading this book. Ujvala Madhura Prema Bhakti Sehipai Anande Krishna Madhurya Vihare Sadai. So this is all these verses, such beautiful summary of the Bhagavatam verse which is about to be spoken by the Lord. The Lord is like the parrot, he lands on the mango tree and he sees, oh, look at that mango. It looks like the rising sun. It's yellow on one side and there's a nice red tinge on the other side and a little bit of red is coming to the yellow side. That mango smells something nice. And I see there's a little bit of tiny juice coming out the end of that mango. I think that is the sweetest mango on the tree. I'm going for that one. Then the bird jumps a few branches up and he climbs out the end of the branch. Holds on very firmly with his talons so he doesn't slip off and miss the nectar. Then he bends his head down, toink, and he pokes his little red beak into that beautiful, luscious, sweet, sun-ripened mango, not gassed mango in a box. And he sticks his little red beak in there. Then he sucks up some juice, and he gets so ecstatic. He becomes so full of bliss that he can't take any more, and he just falls off the mango. He falls off the mango and he says, oh my God, I forgot to fly. And he's just falling backwards. No, I got to fly. Then the instinct takes over because he's in Mahabhav. And then and then he starts flapping his wings and pulls out of his downspin. And he flies off to another tree to relish some more. So that's why you only see one bite. Whenever you get a sun-ripened mango, you only see one bite because he gets totally intoxicated. It only takes one bite. Like, I bet you can't eat one, right? So this is what Lord Chaitanya is doing to the Bhagavatam. Like Shukadev Goswami made he heard the Bhagavatam from his father Vyasadeva, and he bit it, Shuka, and he made it extra sweet for Parikshit. But now, what has Lord Chaitanya done to the Bhagavatam? He hasn't just pecked it with his beak one time like a parrot. Lord Chaitanya has taken the fruit of the Bhagavatam. The ripened fruit, Nigama Kapudra Galitam Phalam, he has taken the ripened fruit of the Bhagavatam and he swallowed the entire fruit. He swallowed the entire fruit and he started to express in every movement of his body, in every word from his mouth, he started to express all the Mahabhava of Radharani that's contained in the Bhagavatam. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj Mahabhava Sarupini Sri Radha Krishna combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks on Bhagavatam, it must be something extraordinary. Which reminds me of a very funny anecdote. When Srila Prabhupada was interviewed one time by these reporters, they said, Srila Prabhupada, said, what do you think of the hippies? Prabhupada, what do you think of the... Of course, he said different things, but he said this also. This was in 1967 in San Francisco by the San Francisco Oracle, which was like some underground hippie paper or something. He says, Srila Prabhupada, what do you think of the hippies? And Prabhupada looked at him. Then his eyes got really big like they often do, with big white sclera around his eyes. Something extraordinary. Something extraordinary. Extraordinary. In his Bengali English accent. Something extraordinary. And that one word. And then the guy had no more questions to ask. He could understand, okay, that says everything. You're exactly right. Something extraordinary. So Lord Chaitanya has made the Srimad Bhagavatam extraordinary by his speaking about it. Because these two verses are his explanations of Shukadeva Goswami's verse, 33. This is Mahaprabhu's Tika. If you're reading the Bhagavatam, you could ask someone, have you ever read Mahaprabhu's Tika on Srimad Bhagavatam? I didn't hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Tika, really. I thought he threw that in the Ganga or something like that. I didn't hear about it. No, it's there, I read it. Acha? Yes. It's here. There's quotation marks here. He's speaking. Brajabadu Sange Krishna Rasadi Vilas. Jai Janakai Shune Kariya Vishwas. Vidbro Kam Tana Tatkal Hayak Shai Tinagun Shavanai Mahadirahai. Ujvala Madhura Prem Bhakti Se Pai Ananda Krishna Madhurje Vihare Sadhai. This is his tika on this verse. Vikriditam Brajabadu Bir Idam Chavishno Shardanvitab. Anushini yad atta varnayadhya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam vidrogam ashvapi hinot yachirena dhira. Shukadeva Goswami said, 10:33-39, a transcendentally sober person who, with faith and love, continually hears from a realized soul about the activities of Lord Krishna in his ras dance with the gopis, or one who describes such activities can both attain full transcendental devotional service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that happens. Then, as a result of this, first, this comes first. Not first lust goes, then bhakti comes. This is then, or thus, lusty material desires, which are the heart disease of all materialistic persons, are for him quickly and completely vanished. Prabhupada's purport. All the activities of Lord Krishna are transcendental, and the gopis are also transcendentally situated. Therefore, the activities of the gopis and Krishna, if seriously understood, will certainly free one from material attachment. Then there is no possibility that lusty material desires will awaken. So we'll continue the story there tomorrow. It goes on, some more verses. Lord Chaitanya continues to speak for another 5-6 verses, which we'll hear tomorrow.